Welcome to Product Hunt Daily, a podcast from Brie. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today we've got a packed lineup, starting with Phantom, a voice-first AI agent for macOS that lives right in your Mac's notch.
Then Conduit is building AI agents specifically for hospitality, replying across email, WhatsApp, OTAs, social, and voice channels. Plus, two new Product Hunt launches that tackle the gap between voice and chat AI agents, passing evals and actually taking action.
We've also got an indie macOS app called Tag Your Photos that does on-device keyword tagging with Gemma 412 Bytes, a circuit design copilot called Easy Circuit, and a booking tool for freelancers called Hardbook. Let's get into it.
Phantom is a voice-first AI agent for macOS that takes a different approach to where the assistant lives. Instead of opening a chatbot window, you access it right from your Mac's notch.
That means you can speak or type from anywhere on your Mac without interrupting what you're doing. Phantom understands the screen and app context and completes tasks directly inside your workflow.
The creator describes it as a new generation of AI interfaces. The old pattern was, open a tab, type a prompt, wait for the answer, copy it, and switch back. Phantom removes all of that.
The pitch is that instead of explaining every step, you simply speak. The creator says it's always there when you need it and out of the way when you don't.
And the stated ambition is broad. The possibilities are described as limited only by the imagination of the user.
Moving to AI agents built for specific industries, Conduit focuses entirely on hospitality. Its agents reply across email, WhatsApp, OTAs, social, and voice calls.
The co-founder and CTO says that most tools stop at drafting a reply, but Conduit spent the last year on the other half. Agents that read a property's PMS, ticketing system, door locks, and payment platform, and then take action inside them.
So the agents dispatch sub-agents to send cleaners, update calendars, and close the loop. The platform handles more than 140 languages and holds SOC 2 Type 2 certification.
Conduit reports more than 50 million conversations and over $3 billion in reservation value across more than 300 brands, including Marriott, Hilton, Nobu, and Fairmont.
SuperUnit tackles a different real-world workflow, employment verification. Its co-founder explains that millions of phone calls each year go to HR and payroll departments from background screeners, lenders, and property managers.
SuperUnit agents research, call, email, fax, and handle documents until the verification is complete. Leaping AI offers voice and texting agents for home remodeling and similar physical world trades.
Its maker says the platform started as a horizontal voice AI calling platform and then narrowed into home remodeling after inbound demand. The agents run multi-day campaigns and hold more than 100 parallel conversations.
They speak multiple languages and integrate into any CRM, putting appointment scheduling, customer service, and confirmation calls on autopilot.
Two new launches on Product Hunt are targeting the same persistent problem. Voice and chat AI agents that pass evaluations but still don't work reliably in production. Each takes a different angle.
Sihir's co-founder, Siddhant, describes the typical failure pattern. A testing tool flags a problem, the team diagnoses it from transcripts, patches the prompt, reruns, and something else breaks. The fixing has always been a human walking between tools.
Sikura collapses that loop. It simulates thousands of scenarios, groups every failure with a plain English explanation, rewrites the prompt and configuration, then revalidates with a full regression sweep.
The platform calls this a self-improvement loop for production voice agents. It closes the loop by fixing the agent itself and proving the fix holds without overfitting, rather than just handing failures back to the team.
Prefactor comes at it from the other side. Co-founder Matt, who founded the company with Simon, frames the problem around what happens after deployment.
He says that for most teams, the honest answer to whether they know what their agents are doing in production right now is not really. Evals pass, everything is green, and then every real run vanishes into a black box.
in that black box, quality can drift, risk can creep in, and costs can climb. Prefactor acts as an evaluation layer that scores every agent run in real time and surfaces quality regressions and drift as they happen.
It shows engineering teams exactly how their agents are performing at scale. The next signal to watch is whether these distinct approaches, one focused on automated regressive self-repair before deployment, and the other on live production monitoring, converge or stay separate.
Tagger Photos is an indie macOS app that uses on-device AI to add keywords to an Apple Photos library, and it does it without uploading images to the cloud.
It runs Gemma 4.12 bytes via Apple 1060. Because processing stays local, there are no exports and no duplicate files. Keywords land in Spotlight, so they become searchable system-wide from an iPhone or iPad home screen.
Developer Mike notes that the app stays general when it's unsure instead of making falsely specific guesses. He built it after a user question in the Apple Photos subreddit signaled real demand. It's a sibling to his existing project, Photo-Assisted Keywords, which serves stock photographers.
Pinary Pros arrives today inside the Pinary 2.0 self-publishing studio for Mac. The AI co-author works from text the author has already written, rather than from a blank prompt, aiming to match the author's pacing and vocabulary.
Every edit appears as a labeled diff covering grammar, word choice, and formatting, and each must be accepted or rejected individually. Markdown source files stay plain, and finished books export as UMBUP3 or PDF.
Lottie Creator 2.0 positions itself as After Effects for the web. It runs entirely in the browser for designing vector animations from scratch and includes a motion copilot AI assistant and state machines for wiring interactivity.
It exports production-ready Lottie and Dottie formats with no desktop app or developer handoff needed. The team says the release targets a long-standing gap between simple tools and full creative control.
Through motion systems, users can standardize look and feel across multiple animations. First up is Liminal, a shared workspace that the makers describe as a second brain for both people and their AI agents.
The core idea is that agents write locally in Markdown and HTML, the formats they already handle. Liminal renders those instantly as a clean, real-time synced UI.
The pitch is that this eliminates the friction of sending Markdown over Slack, hosting HTML somewhere, or waiting on Google Drive. Over time, it becomes a shared memory for a team and every agent they work with.
Now from shared memory to shared billing infrastructure. MCP Billing is a self-hosted billing boilerplate built specifically for MCP servers, priced at a one-time €79 with no revenue share.
It is built on Next.js and TypeScript and includes full OAuth 2.1 with PKCE, API key management with zero downtime rotation, Stripe usage-based billing, and Redis rate limiting across 7 modules.
Over 300 tests back it up. And the metering core is free and open source on NPM.
The creator noted a really relatable pain point. Building auth and billing for custom MCP servers took weeks, while the actual tool logic took an afternoon. He eventually used Claude Code as a pair programmer to finish it.
Let's shift to hardware, but with a coding mindset. Easy Circuit is an AI circuit copilot that lets you design hardware prototypes by describing the project in plain language, and it sources the parts automatically.
The creator built it after a very specific frustration. They were trying to wire a custom sensor and actuator circuit for an instrumented orchid growth chamber. They knew how to write code, but did not know how to design a circuit.
They kept hitting walls around safe pin choices, getting resistor values that would not fry a sensor, and then finding out a part they liked was not actually in stock.
The service promises to produce a verified parts kit so you know everything is compatible and available. It also supports staged building, taking you from breadboard all the way to soldered perb board.
And all of that with no electrical engineering experience needed. You describe the project, and it handles the circuit design and part sourcing.
Switching to freelancer tooling now. Hardbook is a booking tool for day-rate freelancers that combines scheduling with contract signing in a single link.
Here is how it works. The client picks dates from the freelancer's Google Calendar, signs the contract, and can pay a deposit all in the same session. No app, no account needed.
And that deposit goes directly to the freelancer's own Stripe account, which is a nice touch.
The maker built this from a tough personal experience. They lost a job when a client never signed the contract after agreeing on dates. Hardbook is designed to close that gap and stop deals from falling through.
Also in the productivity space is Growth Opt Playbook. This is a free, browser-only workspace for performance marketers.
You can upload a campaign CSV or connect Google Sheets and start analyzing performance shifts, budget headroom, creative fatigue, experiments, and marketing response. That includes 3,000 regression modeling and cannibalization checks, all without sending raw data to a server.
The tool includes an operations dashboard, a budget allocation simulator, campaign saturation and variance analysis, creative analysis, and A/B and incrementality testing.
The goal is to give fast, practical answers when a marketer has the data but needs the next decision.
Last in this round is ChatBeacon AAX, an AI chat product that says it resolves 87% of chats using a company's own docs and pricing and escalates with full context when a human is needed.
Agents can cobrose a customer's screen with sensitive fields auto-masked or jump straight to video with no installs. It also includes picture data for Shopify, which pulls real product visuals and intelligence into the chat for visual conversational commerce.
Pricing is flat per seat with no per resolution fees. It is available as cloud, dedicated, or on-prem, and there is a 14-day trial.
And rounding things out is JotForm website widgets. This lets users build and embed no-code website widgets, including reviews, booking, chat, pop-ups, countdowns, FAQs, media galleries, and announcements.
You personalize them and embed them on virtually any website in minutes. No coding required. Let's dig into First Pass. If you've ever launched something on Product Hunt, you know the pain. You craft the perfect tagline, hit publish, and then spot it cut off mid-sentence on the browse grid. This tool shows you exactly how your copy renders across every surface before you go live.
And the character limits are surprisingly tight. The maker points out that the same tagline gets about 60 characters on the main Product Hunt page, drops to 40 inside the Glaze store, and shrinks all the way down to roughly 33 characters in the browse grid.
So, First Pass lets you preview your launch page, leaderboard row, and that Glaze store grid placement in one place. The idea is simple. No more guessing whether your tagline will read the way you intended.
It's one of those tools that solves a very specific, very real frustration for makers who only discover the problem after the launch is already live.
Speaking of tools built around real human needs, Circle takes a completely different angle. It's designed to fight loneliness, but not with big social platforms or public feeds.
Right. It works inside a close friend group. You share your mood, and that mood appears on a home screen widget so the people who actually know you can see when something's off without anyone having to send a direct message.
The maker shared a story behind this. A friend of hers withdrew and went silent for months. Later, that friend told her she just wished she had a bat signal, something that could quietly show she was struggling without having to start the conversation herself.
And that's really the core of what Circle tries to be. A low-friction, non-verbal nudge that says, "Hey, I could use some support right now," without the emotional weight of typing it out.
Two very different tools. First Pass is about controlling how your product shows up in public. Circle is about letting your closest people see how you're really doing in private.
And both solve that gap between what you mean to communicate and what actually gets across.
That's our show today. Let's quickly land the plane.
We started with Phantom, a voice-first AI agent that sits in your Mac's notch, always there, no separate window needed.
Then Conduit, which is building AI agents specifically for hospitality. Email, WhatsApp, OTAs, social, even voice calls, all in one place.
Two new product hunt launches are trying to close that gap between voice and chat agents that pass benchmarks and ones that actually do things in the real world.
Tagger Photos, neat indie app using Gemma 412 bytes on device through Apple One, 60 to keyword your Apple Photos library. No cloud needed.
And we had three from the shortlist. Liminal, the shared workspace and search layer across your apps. Easy Circuit, plain language hardware prototyping. And Hardbook, scheduling plus contracts in a single link for freelancers.
Plus ChatBeacon AXX, claiming 87% chat resolution from company docs. And FirstPass, which previews your launch copy across every public surface before you ship.
Lots of builders quietly chipping away at real gaps. Good batch today.
Really good batch. We'll be back soon with more. Until then, keep building.